Good morning. We're continuing Chayalim, Klal, and Hay, and we're learning Simon Gimel. Yain shlizar v'mayim. So we have discussing the case where wine got diluted with water. Imein by ella echad mivav b'mayim. If the ratio is that there are five parts water to one part wine, if there is six parts water and one part wine, a total of seven parts, so the wine is only 1/6 of the total amount of water. So vare bottle, that wine is bottle. Now he says, what do you mean wine is bottle? We know that the flavor can be imparted even beyond that number. That's we find the Abi Yisurim, there's a transfer of tam. So, normally we assume that it's able to transfer the flavor up to 60 times itself. Until then, because the flavor is you can taste the flavor, it's considered as if the isra is there. That's called tam kikr. But the flavor has the halachic equivalent status as if the item itself would be there. So if I can taste the wine, it's like there's wine there. Mr. Bruce, the Chayyarim says, "Bikomakim lachoshav tam levorach very piagofen." That's fine, but Rabbi Yekofen is not only dependent on Tom, it's dependent on that. So the Gabi Isurim, we know that the Tom Kaker, since you can taste it, it's like the Isur is still there. So, but over here, the Chazal should be Kaveya Bracha Rabbi Yekofen on it. So they weren't Kaveya, it's such a small amount compared to the water, that the Prabhi Bracha is not Rabbi Yekofen. Mimyesh boy. Yeah, I know, sir. If there's more than just 1/6, that means there's the wine is 1/5 of the total or 1/4 of the total. So now the chayotim adds a kinetz. Now, okay, so the ratio is decent. So im derek anshe makamar limzay oisay kolkach mevor prepiagofen. If this is a normal amount that people will add to water, will add water to wine. If this is the amount which he's adding is within range of what's called normal, that people still consider that wine, so that amount of dilution does not take away its status of being wine. However, if people in general they would consider this amount of dilution, which is more than a sixth, so there's a significant amount of wine there. That people would look at this and say, you know, that's not wine. That's how people would react to it. So then, in that mokum, the bracha is going to be shehakol. If people in general do not accept this amount of dilution, so even though he says, no, I think it's wine, but that's irrelevant. We look at how people react in general. So in regards to grape juice, even if some people will dilute wine because it's very strong and will add some water to it, people in general do not dilute grape juice. Therefore, the bracha and the diluted grape juice is very, the chorat should be a shahakol. Therefore, now, what about other liquids? So this arrangement of 1/6, which the Mora says is that anything more than that is acceptable. That's the beginning of Siman Reish Beis. It's clarified that that's only regards to the Taz says it's referring to a case where you're diluting wine with water. Water has no flavor of its own. It's the only flavor which you're dealing with is the flavor of the wine. But however, if you're diluting it with other liquids, and not with water, the other liquids have their own flavor. So now we have more of a concern that should we consider this wine, or we should consider this something else because it's been diluted with a different flavor. So he says that practically, if the amount that I added is such that people still consider it wine, so I have a right to consider it wine. But in the Sarv Kolkach Achap Nifkam Tamayayan, Mavarak Shakol, if the amount which is added in is enough that people that consider that the wine flavor has been affected negatively, and therefore that people arguably say that we don't like this, that's not, we don't like drinking wine like that. So the bracha says shahako. Shecha te'enim is not such a strong flavor, and so you would go asarov. Now the Mishnah Brura adds a point over here, which we're going to clarify best in the next year. If people do tend to add this, they feel it enhances the flavor of the wine. It does definitely affect the flavor, but they don't look at it as being a chesaron in their wine. They look at it as it's a way that enhances the flavor of the wine. What would the halacha be in that situation? And Beis Hashem, we'll talk about that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.